was in Charlotte on a fact-finding tour, and the local radio television station wanted to do an interview with me. And they said, "Mayor, we wonder why you're here, because we hold Tampa up as the pinnacle. We look to Tampa as the city that we ought to be like. Why are you here comparing yourself to Charlotte?" I said, "You're right, I shouldn't be here, because, you know, Tampa does have it over Charlotte." I figured it was a local television station. It really didn't matter what I said. But, you know, the fact is, why am I in Charlotte comparing myself to that city? I'll tell you why. Because their leadership decided 20 years ago that they were going to do the necessary planning and take the necessary political risks to put before the voters a penny sales tax to build light rail. And that's what we're ready to do in Hillsborough County. We hope that in November of 2010, the Board of County Commissioners will put a penny sales tax on the ballot for the voters to vote on, and that it will go 75% for transit, 25% for roads and intersection improvements throughout the entire county. It will probably be for 30 years, but it could have no time limitation to it. It will go for light rail and a much expanded bus system, express buses, circulators, flex buses. We need to make sure we have a very robust bus system, because light rail is not for everybody and not everybody uses it, but a lot of people are going to use buses in the future. And the 30-year plan will cost about $7.6 billion of sales tax. About 35% of it, conservatively, will be paid for by the federal government, but actually the federal government pays about 50% of it. The state in our plan, we have contributing 10%, which I think is terribly low, and something's got to be done on the state level about leadership in the way of infrastructure and investment. And of course, the other sources of income that all go together to produce a very robust transportation plan. Now, how does this then affect Pinellas County? TBARTA has said unanimously that Hillsborough County should go first. And I think that's a good thing, because some county has to go first. And in all these other cities that I mentioned, there's always been one line that has gone first. In fact, in Charlotte County, they built the blue line. And, of course, the general blogs and press was that nobody wanted it. It was going to be a white elephant. It was going to be a boondoggle. Forget about it. Don't do it. They built the blue line. And as soon as it opened and the ribbon was cut, everyone said, "When does it come to my neighborhood? Hurry up. How come you didn't plan for it to come here?" And that's been the experience in all the other cities that I've mentioned, that as soon as the first line is built, people begin to look at it and say, "Wow, I see what this can do for us." And that's what's going to happen once Hillsborough County builds the first line from USF to downtown and downtown to West Shore up to the airport. You can bet it won't take long before in Pinellas County you're going to start to say, "Now, how again can we get that over here to downtown St. Petersburg?" And, you know, this is what really ought to happen. And let me just share this vision of how we can connect as counties. We need to, when the Howard Franklin is expanded and they modernize it, they need to build a lane just for light rail. The state's got to pay for that. And that should connect over to the Pinellas side, and then the Pinellas, through their own referendum process in their own good time, whenever their commission is ready, and they want to put a penny on the ballot for their rail system and expand it bus system, can then connect that right into downtown St. Petersburg. You should one day be able to go directly from downtown Tampa to downtown St. Petersburg entirely by mass transit. That is the future. It is completely the future that you should be able to go from Wesley Chapel in Pasco County to downtown Tampa to work or to the university area. Think about our future if we don't make this investment. You know, there are 80 million baby boomers. I think I'm on the tail end of that group. The weird thing about baby boomers is this, and they're different from other generations, and you all know this, almost all baby boomers. You don't think you're aging. It's a very strange generation. My parents accepted that they were aging and did things that normal people do when they get into each decade. But baby boomers just think they're going on to new adventures. And so a certain percentage of these 80 million baby boomers are going to decide that the west coast of Florida is the place to be. Of course they are. Great academic institutions, all the things I mentioned, sports, cultural, everything. But how are they going to get around? Are we really saying that this great region that has so much to offer is going to limit mobility till you get in your car and good luck? That's not the future we want. You know, I think it's okay to say yes to something. For too long, I think our politics have been ruled by ideology. Local politics, even. I'm against anything that has to do with fill in the blank.